women are the caretakers of the children. So it's just natural that children are in closer proximity to their mothers during their formative years, especially between the ages of 6 months, 5, before they start going to school. So as they're grouped together, the women and the children, there's usually multiple children, and they are therefore then transmitting repeated episodes of infection between each other in a much tighter fashion because they're grouped together in a tighter way. And this, unfortunately, impacts girls greatly as well, because oftentimes girls don't have the opportunity to go to school, given that they have to stay and be caretakers as well.
What are some programs that are underway right now that are working to reduce trachoma?
Kim, this disease, trachoma, has a strategy. It's a four-pillar strategy called the SAFE strategy. It's surgery for eyelids that have started to turn, antibiotics for prevention of the eyelids turning, face washing, facial cleanliness, as we call it, to teach people to keep their faces clean, and then environmental improvement, that's building latrines and helping people keep their compounds clean and clear of human feces. So this disease requires repeated episodes of infection over time, and the way that happens is through a fly. The fly breeds on human feces, so if we help people build latrines, this fly only likes to build on human feces in the open air. So if there's plenty of latrines, this fly will not have a place to breathe. So it will greatly reduce the transmission of this disease and therefore then prevent this disease. The other factor about this fly is it likes to land on the eye and nose discharge, and it uses that eye and nose discharge as nourishment. And that's actually how this disease is transmitted, one of the ways, besides fingers and hands and towels. Flies are the biggest form of transmission. So if people have facial cleanliness, if their face is clean, they won't have as many flies in the area because the fly won't have the nourishment to continue to breed.
Also, your preventive strategy, you're doing this in several countries in Africa, including Ethiopia, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, Sudan, South Sudan, and Uganda. But I also understand that Ethiopia does have the highest known cases of active trachoma. Why is that?
Ethiopia, particularly a region called the Amhara region, which is where the Carter Center works, has the highest known concentration of blinding trachoma. There's 22 million people that live in the Amhara region. The country of Ethiopia has approximately 80 million people. In the areas that we're talking about, particularly the Amhara region, this is the poorest of the poor. These people do not have access to latrines. They do not have access to safe water. They live in a manner that is very resource poor. They don't have much. And in not having much, they suffer from the neglected tropical diseases in a higher rate of density and a higher rate of prevalence than anywhere else, particularly in blinding trachoma.
In my recent visit to regions of Ethiopia where trachoma is endemic, I saw how women there, young women, were very empowered and mobilized to educate their communities on preventing trachoma and on the SAFE strategy. Is this really working as it should, or is there something else that should be done as well?
No, Kim, I think an important aspect of this program is environmental improvement and building and using latrines. That not only combats and prevents trachoma, it also works towards other diseases like diarrheal diseases for children under 5 and mortality for children under 5, also for cholera and for other worms that people get, particularly in Ethiopia.